Okay, my friends. Do you know it is fall? The first day of fall has come, and we must read a fall book. Are you ready? It's called Leaves. It was written by David Ezra Stein, and it's read today by Mommy and... What's your name? What do people call you? What's your name? What? Okay. Crunch, 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 crunch. His name is Crunch, 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 because he's eating his favorite snack, which is a cucumber. And that's cool. So everyone grab your cucumbers. Let's have a story, shall we? Here we go. First thing we see when we open the book is there is a bear. Oh, he's so cute. And it reads, it was his first year. Everything was going well until the first leaf fell. Are you okay? He wondered. And in the picture we see he has found the leaf. He's holding the leaf. He's looking at the leaf. And there is no small amount of concern on his face, which is to say, he's concerned. Then a red one fell. A yellow one fell all over his island. The leaves were falling. And in the picture, sure enough, they are. And he does look a great deal confused and concerned. In fact, there are piles of leaves all over the place. He tried to catch them and put them back on. But it was not the same. And you know how leaves, when they hang off of a tree, they have a little stem that grows out of the tree and they hang on the tree, they just grow on the tree. Mm-hmm. And that's how they're best. But if they fall off of the tree, then the little stick that is left behind is bare and empty. Well, now you could pick the leaf up and just jab it back on that stick. So clearly jabbing leaves back on the tree does not work. He sat beneath a tree and watched them go all around, which of course makes sense because they do get blown. But he grew sleepy, and so he found a hole and filled it with leaves and went to sleep just as the wind began to blow. And that, I think, is one of nature's most beautiful things that it does. It knows animals that hibernate, like a bear, right, goes to sleep during the wintertime. They need to have something soft to sleep on. And nature says, I will create these leaves and just drop them right off for you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I will use them. And so the bear has made himself a little nest. And winter came. And in the picture we see snowstorms. And another animal that's awake during the summer, or during the winter, is the fox. The fox. He's awake during the winter. And also the bunny rabbit. Mm-hmm. So the bear has gone into a hole and he's hibernating. He slept snug in the ground while the snow piled thick. And we see the cardinals out picking at things because the sun is starting to come out and melt everything. And in the spring, with wide eyes, he woke. And you can see there's still some bits of leaves there, right, that he was sleeping in. Mm-hmm. But there's also new colors coming up, right? Bright greens. Because in the spring, what color are the trees and the leaves?
Green.
They're bright green, correct. He felt the sun and saw the little buds on the bare arms of the trees. Oh, it's starting to spring again. And the tiny leaves that had begun to unfold, welcome, he cried, because he's so happy. And he thought, the leaves welcomed him. And so those fresh, bright, green little leaves that he's just now starting to see, right, are going to grow all summer long until they are big leaves. And then those leaves will fall again in the autumn and the fall, just like they did previously. And he'll scoop them all up again and take them right back into his little hole for a fresh new bed for winter. And that's just how it goes for bears. Aren't you glad?
Like, they wake up.
That they can do that.
Wake up. Yeah.
That's the circle. Mm-hmm. That's how it's done. And it is also the